Hello, 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 and welcome back to A Purpose Walk with me, Deandra. So you guys, I shared some really, really great news last week. So as promised, I'm going to talk about the things that led up to this point. I mean, you guys, when you really follow in the way that God designs for you, I'm telling you, He will not fail you. You just don't know what you're going through or why you're going through it and, you know, everything at that time. But listen, His perfect plan avails, okay? It's worth it. So this journey of me becoming the teacher now has started, I mean, really, God has allowed me and gifted me with the gift of teaching. And I remember as early as, I don't know, 13, 14, when my mother had a daycare, I would literally teach her children. Like, I would take them to the garage. I set up things on the wall. I had a little table in there, and I created lesson plans. And a part of me had this desire to teach, but I ain't gonna hold you. When I found out how much teachers make, I was like, you know, I don't think that's the profession for me. Because as y'all know, your girl is about her money. So now God allowed me in different spaces to share my own personal experience as, you know, a teaching opportunity. And, you know, there's just different areas He will allow me to do that. So if we go a little forward in life, I'm an adult, and I was really sick at this time. I was trying to regain my strength. I was trying to get my body caught up with my mind, because my mind still goes. I still have these ideas, but my body just wasn't working as it once did. So how can I get the two to work together? So my son, you know, he's here. I am being at home with him from literally infancy, and now it's time for him to go to preschool. And I did enroll him just a little early because I knew that this child was bright. You know, he was smart. The things that he was doing at his age, I was like, this isn't normal. So I know that he could handle going to school early. And just a little side point, my kid is still super smart. Definitely, I can see coding in him. And he does code, actually, at 11. But, you know, I'm like, okay, my kid is getting ready to go to school. What am I going to do? Because, again, this mind, it still works. But what do I do? So I said, God, what's my purpose? After hearing my pastor teach about purpose, what's my purpose, Lord? What am I supposed to be doing on this earth, even in this new body that I'm trying to get accustomed to? And Holy Spirit told me in that moment it would be human services and cosmetology. Funny thing, I'm like, cosmetology, really? Because I took that in high school. So our schools or our high schools were in my city are set up to allow you to kind of get your foot in the door with a career. So my high school was a vocational high school. So my best friend that stayed next door, I'm like, I want to go to this school. And I heard that they had the cosmetology program. And I love doing nails. I've been doing nails since I was 3 years old. painting my grandma and great-grandmother's feet and nails. I was kind of going into hair. So I had a lot of baby dolls growing up. And I would try to do their hair. But it frustrated me because, ladies, if you know, and I don't know, some of you fellas might know too, but when you look at that baby doll head, like, it's spacious. Like, they put like a bunch of hair in one area, two area, three areas. And I'm like, how can I do a braid? How can I part? How can I do the style that I'm trying to do? It frustrated me. So eventually, you know, graduating to playing in my cousin's hair. Had no idea what I was doing. But hey, sit down on the floor. You sit between my legs and let's go ahead and do something with this hair. And now, you know, my best friend and I who stayed next door, she knew how to braid. So now I'm taking a liking into hair as well. And now this high school has cosmetology. So that was my first choice. I wanted to go to that school and I got in. I definitely got in. However, you go into these programs in your 10th grade year, and then you go through that program from 10th grade to senior year, and then you graduate, and sometimes you can get a certificate or whatever it is. Yeah, they put me in machine shop, and I was like, Lord, if my finger get cut up in here, they better get me out of here. And I literally said that. And y'all, my finger got cut. So I'm like, oh my gosh, get me out of here right now. I was very lady-ish. Little prissy, whatever you want to call it. But I was very feminine, and I'm like, I don't do machines, okay? Like, this is not my thing. Just so happened this young lady ended up getting pregnant in high school and withdrawing from high school, and so that there was a space available for me, and I was chosen to go into the program. So I started my cosmetology journey. And I loved it. I really did. And I graduated with all of my hours that was necessary for me to go for my license. But I never got the paperwork. So that's created like some disappointment. And my teacher, she was leaving. She's like, I'm done with this inner city school. You know, I don't blame her. I mean, some of the girls, they gave her a hard time. And I did a little bit, too. I was going through it, you know. but, you know, she was leaving. So who do I turn to get this information? Like, I would ask, and it was never available for me. So I never got my license. And now off to college, right? So now I'm like, God, we're going back into cosmetology. But because he said human services, which is a really a soft spot for me, as I shared with you guys, I love feeding the homeless. And, you know, that's kind of where that started for. Always had a heart for people and helping people, even as a child. But I didn't know in what way that I would be doing this type of work. You know, I just remember praying, like, God, how can I help these people? You know, they were standing at the end of an expressway, and, you know, I just wanted to help, and he said, feed my people. And I think I shared that with you guys before, that, you know, I was receiving food stamps at the time, and I'm like, listen, I'm going to feed these people with these food stamps. I ain't had no money like that, but hey, they're going to eat. Okay, because we eating, I can make do with what I have, but they're going to eat. So I would go around feeding homeless people. So yeah, now I'm in this, you know, space where God is telling me human service and cosmetology. So what's the first thing I do? I enrolled back in college and I signed up for the human services program. Now, with the human services program over, I forgot what it's called. Like, I literally just forgot it. But, you know, with human services, you could do so many different things as far as career-wise with that particular degree. So I was like, okay, this is great. Now I'm in college. I'm in this first semester. Things are going great. My teacher, he was like, you know, I see you going far with this, you know. And, you know, we had a meeting and all kinds of things. And I remember my friend, my really good sis, she said, sis, you know, I'm going to I have the opportunity to do the mayor's hair and makeup for this photo shoot. She's going to be on a magazine cover. And I just thought, you know what? Why not I do her makeup and you do her hair? I'm like, bet. Let's do it. Well, guess what? I couldn't because I did not have my license. Now, I had my hours, but not my license for cosmetology. So then I'm like, okay, Lord, I just missed out on a great opportunity because I don't have my license. I think I'm going to go back to school for hair. And in that moment, he said, well, you know, because I never told you to go to college for human services. I just said that that's what you'll be doing. So I'm like, oh, my bad. You know, excuse me, like, I didn't know. Maybe I should have asked. So that was like kind of a first time for me on when I'm given instruction to go a little deeper, to ask, you know, more questions, not assume. So after I finish this semester, I go enroll into hair school. And you have to take a test upon getting in. So I took the test. They was like, you can get in the class because my test scores were high, which, you know, I can understand that because I did have some college education. And now they're like, okay, well, the program starts in June and, you know, we'll be in touch or, you know, whatever. So now June comes around and I'm like, well, when does it start? Because I still don't know when it starts. I got in, but I don't know when it starts. So I reached out to the school. Y'all, why the school started already? Like the classes. And I'm like, how they start and never told me the date? So I got in contact with the program director and I'm like, I was approved to get in the class. Class has already started. Like, what can I do? What should I do? And I explained to him that I have my hours already, but you know, I wanted to get into the program because, of course, things change over the years. I'm pretty sure there's some new things, plus, there's some things that I can freshen up on, like lessons and different styles and techniques or whatever. And he was like, you know what? Okay, come in and take this test before I like completely let you in. So I go in to take a different test just to see where my knowledge was in this field. Y'all, why I failed the first test, mind you, there was another teacher in the class. So she gave me the test. She was like, well, you didn't do good. And I said, okay. Well, I know this information. I don't know why I'm not doing good. She was like, well, hold on. Let me go get another test. So she go gets another test. I take it. Y'all, I failed again. And I was like, okay. She was like, well, hold on 1 minute. I have one more test that I can probably give you. So she steps out the room, and I'm literally going into prayer. I'm like, God, now you said that this was my purpose. I know this information. I don't understand why I'm not passing, but can you help me? Like, help me to remember the material, the words, to understand. Just help me. Yeah, I took that third test and I passed. Now, how I passed is kind of crazy because he said, if I pass with a 60 and above, then I can get in. She thought it was 70 because that was the standard, typically. Y'all, I passed with a 63. And technically, that's still failing. But according to his standards, I passed. So I told her that, and she was like, okay, well, I'm going to talk to him, and then we'll get back with you. So then he reaches out, and he said, well, okay, well, we already started classes. Since you already have your hours, just come back in June, I mean in September, because the program starts in June, ends in July, they get a break, and then they start back up in September. So I could start back in September. I was so happy. So I came back and I enrolled, got everything together, and I started with the class in September. Just that alone, like, there was obstacles, but one, I didn't allow that to stop me, because if God said that this was my purpose, he was going to make a way, right? Which he did. So I get into class. I got into class, and y'all, it was hard. And it wasn't hard as far as the material, but my body didn't want to work right. Like, to stand up for long periods of time, like I'm leaning against chairs and desks. On my lunch break, I am taking a nap because I dealt with fatigue. I still do, but I dealt with fatigue so bad that I had to even take a nap in the car on my lunch break. And my classmates would be like, where do you be going? And I'm like, in my car asleep. So eventually they would walk past my car and they would knock on the door or on the window to wake me up. It scared the crap out of me, y'all. They was just joking. But yeah, it was a time where my body did not want to cooperate. And I remember my teacher asking me, he said, how are you going to do this job if your body is like this now? And I said, you know, God brought me here. He'll help me get through it. And he was a man of God, so he was like, hands off, okay. It is what it is. But then in addition to that, I was late to school every single day because my son's school was the same time as my school. This is a program that's based on hours, so it was taken away from my hours. But he saw something in me. One, he was very hard on me. But he saw something in me, so he will create opportunities for me to make up hours so I could pass. And you guys, I graduated top of my class. I mean, they gave out cords and everything. I had 3 cords, had high honors, and I did that. And they actually have a whole graduation, and I crossed that stage, and it was one of the happiest moments of my life. Now, what do I do with this new journey that I'm about to step in? You know, I did go take my boards so I can get my license. And I passed both of them. First time, did not have to retake it. And, you know, where do I go? What do I do? So I start my journey in JCPenney because, you know, they allow you to, you know, start at an hourly rate wage, and then also allow you to make commission based off of the styles, and then you can get tipped and all of that. Well, it was so much drama going on, and then they don't want to tell me about it, and I just got here. I don't want to be in nothing. I don't want to be in no drama. I'm gonna head out like back. And I literally lasted a month or two. Yeah, it was very short because I did not want to be a part of any drama. But at the same time, simultaneously, I was working at another salon. How I did it, I'm not gonna tell you, because you do have to have a license to work in both, and you cannot have a copy. But I did it. I'll say that God was still working on me. So, you know, I'm working at this job, and so I leave JCPenney, continue to work at this job, and things were going great, but business was slow because I'm still learning. I'm still trying to gain clientele, and I'm telling y'all, I was hustling. You catch me in a hair store, hey, passing out business cards, because remember, I don't know if I shared, but in one day in class, my teacher said, listen, if you come late to this test, you are not going to be able to take it. I was late, and he did not lie. I could not take it. So I left class, sat in my car. I looked up how to make my business official. And because, mind you, in class, I asked God, well, I knew I wanted to start my own business. What would be the name? And he gave me the name. It was Purpose Tans Beauty. So I'm like, actually, he gave me Purpose Tans, and I just added the beauty at the end. So now I'm looking up how to make this business legit, and I was told that I needed to have a DBA or Google, of course. And then I go downtown, and I got the money out and paid for it. Now I am doing business as Purpose Tans Beauty. I create my business cards online. I did all of this stuff to create my business while being kicked out of class that day. Now, he did allow me to come back and take the test on another day. But, yeah, I was, you know, I knew what I wanted early on. So, I'm doing my business in this salon. And there was a point where she, you know, was like, well, rent is about to go up, and what are you going to do? Are you going to, like, fold, or are you going to push? I didn't like how she was talking to me. So, I was like, I think I'm going to head out. She gave me some time, though, to decide. It was in December. And the day of, I was nervous, but I was like, no, I got to stand 10 toes down. And did. I told her, I said, listen, I'm going to leave. It was nice working with you. Thank you for the great opportunity. Thank you for the things that you shared with me, teaching, you know, all of those things. I really appreciate it. And yeah, that was that. I left. So I started doing my mobile business. I got the things that I needed so that way I can go to people's houses and do their hair, which I did. And I did it for a little while. And then my sis, who I didn't share, she encouraged me to go back to school after this opportunity was missed with doing the mayor's hair. So, and she's a cosmetologist also. And she's like, I'm about to open up my shop. And you down. Girl, yes, gang. We in there. In my job, I even had the opportunity to intern with her when I was in school. So I already knew that this was God ordained. Like, we locked in. So she opened up her shop and then I worked there. After some time, you know, she had to close, and that's when my best friend and I decided to open up our own salon together, and then I closed that. So, throughout all of these years, not only am I doing, you know, showing my styles and all the great things that I'm doing, so I am a big person on always learning. You can always learn something new. So every year I would take another class. So whether it was for business, whether if it was learning hairstyling, and then on the spiritual side of things as well. You know, why not invest in yourself spiritually, but also invest in yourself, you know, in a professional sense, professionally. So, you know, I'm doing all of these things, getting these certificates, doing these wonderful programs. Mind y'all, I ended up getting an LLC for free because my prayers throughout this journey, y'all, was, okay, everything that I do according to your purpose, let it cost little to no money. And God honored that. The school that I graduated from for cosmetology, free. LLC, free. Business classes, free, except for Sister Locks. I spent some money on that. I did get trained and certified at Sister Locks, but that was close to like $3,000. You know, I will always invest in myself, but he will allow things to literally be little to no money. And I thank God for even honoring that because, you know, I was just starting out, coming out of the sickness and everything. And then on that part, God has been sustaining me on this journey. So now I went from leaning to not being able to stand for a long period of time to be able to do hair for hours at a time. Yeah, that was nobody but God. Like, he literally gave me the strength because there is a scripture that say that he is made strong in our weakness. And I was weak. So he gave me strength. And it also grew over time. So God is just good. Okay, all the time. And all the time, God is good. You already know this. You already know. So yeah, you know, now I am getting all these accolades. And people are watching me. And, you know, I don't think nothing of it. Now, I'm bouncing back and forth for a reason, because they all ties in together. When I was in hair school, we had a hair show, and we had a guest hairstylist, and she's OG. She used to be an alumni of the school, and when I was looking at her work, I'm like, wow, she fire. So I go up and introduce myself, you know, and tell her that her work is amazing. And then we follow each other on social media. And, you know, the rest was history. Ended up running into her because I used to do a lot of modeling as well. And she was in a modeling show. And I'm like, girl, hey, how you doing? You know, so we would talk and connect. And, you know, we did the fashion show as well. So, but we never lost contact. We wasn't close, but we, you know, if I see you, hello. If she posts something on social media, oh, I love it, or comment or something like that. So that was the basis of our relationship. Y'all not gonna believe this. So my teacher retired from my old school. And, you know, I'm like, well, because we're also friends on social media. So I'm like, you know, best wishes to you on your retirement and all these things. Yeah, why the same lady that I'm talking about now ended up taking over? How crazy is that? And mind you, even up until this point, before she even became appointed to his position now, because, you know, he put her in, you know, pushed her into this, you know, like, I think you would be the perfect person to do this. Ever since I graduated, my school will have me come back to do something. Like, my first year, I hosted the hair show. Second year, because now I created my products, so I was able to be a vendor at my product for my products. And then third year, I did a workshop on, you know, creating products and how you vend, and then the business side of things. But I got really, really great in locks too, so the fourth year, they had me come in and do a workshop on locks. And each year after that, that's what I would come in. So now, every time I will come in to talk about the craft that I do, I'm not just going to talk about just the locks. We're going to do the business side of thing as well. And then also, my style, I realize that everyone learns differently. as to why I even provide different ways for you to get this podcast, right? You can watch it on YouTube and you can listen on these different platforms as well. So I kind of do the same thing when I was doing my workshop. So one, it was like a lecture style. I'll have a PowerPoint presentation and I will go through. People can ask questions. It's really, really engaging. And then afterwards, I did a live model. And then after I'm done doing the live model, I would have you get your mannequins. And then I'm going to show you what I've been talking about from this since this morning. So we literally spend the whole day together. And I did all of this for free. You know, I love to give back. And any knowledge that I gain, I definitely want to share. I do not gatekeep. That's just not how I roll. Because, you know, even on my journey, certain people didn't gatekeep with me. And I realized that there needs to be more of a community of people supporting one another, you know, not putting down each other, because there's enough for everybody to eat. There's enough of information out there that why not share it so everyone can benefit, you know? So yeah, I'm doing these workshops and each year I get better and better because I'm like, okay, how can I make this PowerPoint presentation better? And what can I add? You know, thinking about the questions that the students will ask me, how can I implement that in this, you know, moving forward? And then also, like I said, I go over the business side of things as well. So doing all of this, and now she came in and he told her about me, I'm assuming, right? But she also follows me as well. So she's also seeing me doing what I do, you know, on the workshop, and not knowing that, you know, they were really paying attention to me. So now I get a message through DM from her a year ago and saying like, hey, you know, I hope all is well and we're establishing a new program in the school and I would love it if you would be the teacher. Y'all, I was screaming like, what? Me? Yes, of course. Let's do it. Because, you know, like I said, it's a new program, so they have to get things in order. Now, when I first told you guys that the student has become the teacher, I wasn't lying. I am now employed at the school that I went to. Like, yeah, I'm still trying to take it in. Classes start next week. And don't y'all worry. We're still talking. We're still doing everything. That's not going to get in the way. But I can't believe it. Like, yeah. I'm about to teach at the school that I went to. This is crazy. So that's why I'm like, it's important to know your purpose and know the plans that God has for you, but then relinquishing your own plans to allow Him to direct your path, because only He can make your path straight. Yeah, if I would, you know what, let me tell you, because I was about to say, if I was to tell you what I really wanted to do, I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be a singer, a dancer, you know, triple threat, because I can do it all. Oh, no, four, because I also modeled too. That was my goal, but God did not want me to do that. And who's to say that He doesn't have need for these gifts and talents that He has given me, but that wasn't the purpose. So next week we'll probably talk more about purpose, because I, like I said, I don't gatekeep, and I don't want you to keep doing what you're doing if it's not in alignment with God's will, because again, He knows what's best. And I can honestly say, if I did not listen to the Holy Spirit when He told me that this is what I'll be doing, if I did not follow the path that He has given me, I wouldn't be where I am today. And despite the challenges that I had along the journey, I didn't allow that to stop me. I love this quote. I don't even know where it came from, I'll be honest. But it's something that I thought of. And I know that there's similar ones close to this, but never allow your current circumstance to determine your future. And it doesn't matter how old you are, it's never too late to start over. I was 33 when I started this journey all over again. 32. Somewhere around there. I was in my early 30s. And I was 33 when I graduated. But, you know, it's never too late to start over. And now I can honestly say, like, life has been fulfilled or fulfilling since doing the things that God has called me to. And then there was this one scripture that came to mind, and when I looked it up, I thought about, well, I only knew a part of it, and it was like that He was the author and perfecter of our faith. So the scripture is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, and it says, keeping your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy that lay before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. All you have to do is have it, though. You gotta have the faith. And then you also need to be still and listen to the Lord for instruction and direction. Because sometimes we're in such a hurry, but God is always on time. Believe that. I missed getting in the class, but I got in at the right time. You feel me? You get what I'm saying? All right. So, you know, I just really felt like this testimony could bless you. I mean, it's blessing me just hearing about it, because I forgot. And it's not like I forgot. It's like you forget these little details of your journey, but as you're sharing it, it's like, wow, God, like, You really did all that for me. Now I'm getting emotional. He really did that for me. And He can do it for you too. And God is just so good outside of just what He's providing. Like, just allowing my body to get where it needs to be so I can do this. Providing the resources. Keeping me, my mind, you know, when times were hard. God is good. He really is. I hope you meditate on the scriptures that I've been giving you. If you go back to last week, I believe it's episode 19, where we're talking about, I don't even know, I'm emotional right now. So check out episode Obedience and Faith, where I go into a little bit of this journey. And there's some really great scriptures there. And meditate on them. And allow God to direct your path, okay? As you know, we'll be here every single Thursday. So make sure you subscribe, share, download, all the things. Check me out, okay? No, check us out, me and Jesus, period. And I started to do something crazy. And just keep coming, all right? Tell your family, tell your friends what we got going on in here, all right? So I love you, and I'll see you later.